This is a podcast from the BBC.
Here's Wednesday, Scott Mills Daily. It's a bumbler Wednesday. Also, there's some major wedding drama. I may have lost Chrissy's wedding suit. And Ian Sterling calls us from his Love Island voiceover booth. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. Hope you're good today, it's Scott.
Hey.
Who else? Put your hands up if you really enjoyed Newsbeat today.
I enjoyed Newsbeat. Why did you enjoy Newsbeat?
Just because talking about the entire contents of a fatberg in graphic detail at lunchtime.
What?
Thanks, guys. Right, coming up, we've got Years and Years and Georgia Smith. Bumbleow Wednesday will happen later. And the voice of Love Island, Ian Sterling, is going to be with us after three, after that epic episode last night.
Something I've noticed about you today, Scott, you're walking with a bit of a swagger. Got
Thank
this
you.
Energy about you, you
yeah,
know?
It's quite a lot of energy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Thank
yeah.
you.
It's going to be a good show today, I can just tell.
Do you think I've got it?
Got that energy?
Yeah.
You exude that energy to me.
Excellent.
Do you agree?
And you wouldn't be wrong. Also, I've got a new place I want to take you to before you get married.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you what it is soon. But it has to be before you get married, right? You can't go after.
Oh, right.
All right.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hi, Scott.
Hello. Who's that?
Hello, it's Ria. I'm calling you from the middle of France, having just got some internet for the first time in a month.
Oh, okay. So you've moved to France, have you?
Yeah, I've moved to France, to the middle of nowhere. And I've been without TV, without internet, without radio. And I've just got it back, so I tuned into you, and it's like being reunited with an old friend.
Oh, bonjour.
Not old, but yeah.
Bonjour.
Thank you so much.
Hello, old friend.
Oh, well, it's good to hear from you. Is there literally no one else around you?
No, it's just me and the five dogs.
Five dogs? Are you in a chateau?
No, unfortunately not. Just quite a basic house, but I'll just pretend it's a chateau.
where in France?
The nearest big place is like Orléans, so quite central.
Okay, yeah, really in the middle of nowhere. All right, well, say hi to
really
the five dogs for me, please. And it's good to have you back on.
Yeah, enjoy the vineyards.
Oh, thank you. I will. Thank you. Love you. Bye.
Scott Mills.
Good afternoon. Gemma says she was shook by Love Island last night. We've got the latest with Ian Sterling at 3:10.
So I didn't see it last night. Apparently it all went off.
All went off.
Right.
Also, anyone listening who's graduating today, get in touch with me on text 81199. Also, see if you can guess the place I need to take Chris before he gets married. Let me know.
Scott Mills.
No one's guessed where I need to take you before you get married.
The fortune teller's a good idea, though. Like, we should maybe do that.
We should do that as a show feature.
That's quite funny.
Write that down.
Type
that in.
Write that down.
You, write that down.
You there.
You. that's good. Fortune teller before wedding, yes.
Yeah.
But on air, live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bring the fortune teller in and let's see what goes on.
Definitely. Would you do it live?
Yeah, okay, cool.
Good to know. So, the place I want to take you, right, I am obsessed with it and I go there more than I should. More than I need, really. I'm obsessed with my local Turkish barbershop.
You often tell me about them.
Right, yeah, but it's become obsessed now. So I've been going there a while, but now this is good. They know, because I go in there a lot, they know where I work. So what they do is, as soon as I walk in, they don't know when, because you don't make an appointment, you just walk in. As soon as I walk in, they turn over from the Turkish radio to Radio 1, but only when I go in there. And then, obviously, they turn it back to Turkish when I leave.
Mm.
But that's really sweet of them to do
that. That's a really nice gesture.
Yeah. But, you know, you've got your wedding coming up,
mm.
and your fiancé, well, she said to you that she's keen to get you like a little bit more groomed.
Well, you're in charge of grooming now as well.
This is
like another...
fashion.
Yeah, fashion, but grooming has sort of fallen into your role.
Mate, we need to go together, right? So, one day after the show, we'll go. You know, it's not far to mine, is it?
No.
You don't sound keen.
Well, what's it involving?
I'm going to take you there. It's brilliant. You go in, Radio 1 pops on. They give you like a strong black coffee on Christmas Eve, a whiskey. Went in there Christmas Eve once. And they do the works. Like haircut, shave, eyebrows, burning of the ears. They don't take cards, bring cash.
Why the burning of the ears?
Is that to get like hairs off? I know you can smell burning hair, which doesn't sound amazing, and I'm not trying to sell you like that, but like they basically light this little kind of torch, basically, right? So they light it, and there's like a big old flame on it, and they just like whiz it around your ears.
And is this all on the head?
Your ears are on your head, yeah.
Yeah, I know. I know your ears are on your head. What I'm saying is when you go to the Turkish barber and he's doing all this stuff with the flames.
Yeah, flames.
Is it just dealing with your face? Is it just dealing with your face?
Yes. Because you need to, like, we need to sort the eyebrows out and the hair a bit. Are
right.
You up for it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, there's a sign up as well today saying that, sorry, from now on they're only closed on Wednesdays, so we can't go on Wednesdays. But that's where I want to take you. We'll be in and out in like half an hour, and you'll be like, you'll look so good.
Scott Mills.
Talking about the wedding, which is coming soon. Coming soon. Where are we at with like all the suits? Because I know I'm in. Well, I should answer that because I'm in charge of fashion. But there's been a slight mix-up, I think.
Well, that would disappoint me because you know that, and we had a discussion about this. That head of fashion is a very important role at the wedding. So. Okay, yeah. So you've got your suit over there for some kind of awards thing that you're doing.
Yeah, I'm hosting an awards thing tonight, so that's my suit for that.
Right, and that, by the looks of it, is the same as the wedding suit that I've got that we went and bought. Yeah,
right. Exactly.
So that's your copy of it.
Okay, so yeah, we got the same one.
Yeah. So where's my one? Is that at your house?
I don't know.
Because I think you've got it wrong. I think that's my wedding suit that you're about to wear for the awards thing tonight.
Do you actually?
Yeah, because there was one under the desk here at work.
Well, where's that now?
Well, I don't know, because I don't think I... You were meant to take that home.
So have we lost the suit?
Well, either what you're telling me now, and I'm a bit annoyed you're doing it during the show, is that either you're about to wear my wedding suit to an event tonight, or... You've lost the actual wedding suit.
Okay, right.
So how many suits have you got? Right. One or two?
One.
One. Brilliant.
So where's it gone?
So why have you? Why would you wear that tonight?
Just picked it up. Scott Mills. Afternoon, Gemma, who says you really are bickering like some old couple today. We just don't know where his suit is. I could potentially be about to wear his wedding suit to an awards ceremony.
Which is so you. So you. Do you remember you previously threw away a suit of mine? Just you announced that you were having a clear out. And then I happened to say, oh, by the way, have you still got the suit? And you went quiet and went on your phone, which is never a good sign.
Yeah.
And then it became apparent from a text from you later on that you'd cleared it out to charity.
Right, okay. We've got someone investigating. Henry says, I love going to my local Turkish barber. It's called ear flaming, where they flame the ears. Also, I enjoy the hot facial towel and occasional massage with a cheeky Turkish beer. They've got it all. It's like a place of dreams.
Yeah, right.
Also, Sid in Guernsey saying, do you get the nose hair done with a taper? I've not had that done.
So what's that? Is that just a tape?
I've seen it on YouTube. Always wanted to try it. Like a little bit of tape. Whoosh, no hair.
Yeah.
Ow. Okay, suit update. Nicola, who works on the show, is in the Radio 1 office. Hello.
Hi, Scott.
Right, where are you?
Okay, I'm actually underneath Mark's desk right now.
Okay.
So the good news here would be, so Scott has brought a suit in today, which he could be wearing to the awards tonight. We've both got the same suit, so either he's wearing my wedding suit tonight, or if we're lucky here, there will be a suit under the desk, which is my actual wedding suit.
Yeah.
There's so much stuff here. It's proper filth.
Yeah, don't say that because we just had an email about that.
Yeah.
Okay. One sec. Oh, wait, hang on a minute.
Well, there is a lot of that.
I can see some shoes. Oh, there's a suit.
Is there a suit?
Oh, the signal's attention. Good.
Ready, one.
Is there a suit?
There is a suit there. Please don't... We're never going to know. Right, Nicola, please.
Yeah.
Is there a suit?
There is a suit.
Okay, bring it through, please. Thank you. Okay, thank you.
Scott Mills.
Oh, wow. In actual Turkey, they pour wax into your ears and nose. I don't know how I feel about that.
Doesn't sound pleasant.
No, but I bet you look good. Tom's been on, saying they nearly pulled his brain out of his head. Yeah, but I bet you look brilliant, didn't you?
Do you think it will have that much of a sort of difference on me?
Yeah.
You're saying?
Yeah. Okay, right.
Trim back.
Yeah, definitely. Trim it all back.
Trim it all. Let's just lose it all.
Yeah, get rid of it all. Great news, everyone. Chris's wedding suit is under the desk at work. It's good to know we're taking such good care of it.
I know. And it's your head of fashion.
I know.
That is bad, though, isn't it? I actually forgot it was under there.
That is bad. And it's really crumpled.
Oh, don't say that. It's fine.
And then, oh, but also the suit I'm wearing for the awards tonight is the same one that I will be wearing at your wedding.
Yeah, well, yeah. I'm not. I'm fine with, me.
Okay.
Yeah. Why would that be a problem?
Well, because, you know, like some people are like, oh, you've got to save it for
I'm
my
not
wedding.
The bride, babe.
I know, hon, but like, I thought you might be funny about it because, like,
no,
that
should
be the first time I wear it. Okay,
I
good. That's fine.
Less.
Right, we're sorted.
Scott Mills.
Let's bumble out. Amor de compra y venta, amor del pasado. Ven, 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 ven. And we start with Amber from Towie.
I feel like I've been really stupid because I thought, you know, in like the black and white days, like the olden days, everything was black and white. Like, I know like the grass is green, but I thought like buildings, they didn't have colour. Like, people invented colour like later on in the world. Oh, Lord! Well, at least I've learnt something productive at Tommy's party.
Thank you, Tommy's party.
On the Ready On Breakfast show tomorrow. Gemma Collins.
I'm a massive fan of the dictionary.
The new merch we found for Harry Kane.
The fastest selling cane on national television is the cane that stands alone. The Hurricane.
I love it. When I go shopping, I can let it balance while I get stuff off the shelf. When I reach down, my cane is right there where I left it.
The Hurricane is the all-terrain cane. Sand, gravel, snow, the Hurricane keeps you on the go.
It gives me more stability.
The Hurricane goes everywhere you go. And when you need it, it's out in seconds. And the proprietary pivot head gives you more stability at any angle.
A lot of people stop and ask, oh my gosh, where do you get a cane like that?
The Hurricane truly stands alone.
It gives me more stability. It gives me more stability.
It gives me more stability.
Oh, come on, crack on.
Snake Mills.
Yeah. And now over to Arsenal versus Marseille.
Gignac Tedder was away from goal, under the penalty here. Balbuena, rather optimistically trying to find Fanny.
It gives me more stability.
Is me teaching Hannah from London Grammar how to sing. What's the matter with us?
I can see that you're giving up.
What does it mean to you?
It should not mean this much to me.
Okay, good. What does everyone else do?
And I don't know where the rest goes.
What does everybody tell you? Tell me.
Everybody's been telling me no.
Good. Do you still want me?
But I'll always have a thing for you.
How far will you go?
And move the earth.
Good.
But nothing made you want me better.
Tell me what you can do.
There is nothing I can do.
Maybe commit a crime.
But steal the moon.
Don't do that.
But nothing made you want me better.
Matt Damon.
And I do believe we have Greg on the line. Gregory, hello.
And John's ultimate first date from the show yesterday.
Ultimate first date. You can be as honest as you like.
Yep, I'm ready. I want a nice riverbank walk in the evening, a bit of food, a bit of eye contact, and a sloppy word. Bambolea, bambolea. Porque mi vida yo la prefiero vivir así.
Well, that was ridiculous. Thomas in boiling hot Devon. Yes, you're first on. Massey H and Ashley in the sunny Costa del Cornwall. Brad in West Coker, Somerset, loving the sun. And he's been with his girlfriend Alicia 5 years today. Happy anniversary to you.
Happy anniversary. Glenn from Suffolk, bumbling his fence post off in the sun right now. 5-star gap.
Thank you. Alex, love the old school.
Yeah, Jamie.
Thank you.
Jordan North's mum.
What?
Oh, no, someone who wanted Jordan North's mum in the gap.
Right,
that sounds weird as well, but happy bumbleo.
Hello, Kate, who's nursing a slight Prosecco hangover, but Bumble is working for her. Yes, to the gap says Tom in Hull, Vegas. That doesn't work. Liam trucking in Bedfordshire. Massive gap. From Bubs bumblowing his barrels off in the brewery in Winchester. 1 month until I beef up with the boys, Joe, James and Jack. That's Nick from North Wales, at the moment working in Northumberland.
Brad and Laura bumbling in the hot kitchen in Hebden right now.
I'll tell you what, people that work in kitchens, like chefs, that's hard this time of year.
Getting this in my mouth is too good.
Oh, it feels good, doesn't it?
Yeah, halfway through the week. Come on.
Georgina is crying at robot Clara Ampho. The big dog says, bumbling like a mad trucker on my lorry on the M3. Did he not used to work here?
Yeah.
Try fixing boilers if you think chefs have got it hard, says Piers. All right, Piers, calm it. Alex is mowing in Farmington.
It gives me more stability.
Scott Mills.
BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Yes, Hannah.
Hiya.
You're right? Where are you?
I'm in Lincoln.
Okay, what's going on in Lincoln?
Sun shining. I'm sat in my post van sweating.
Oh, you not got the air cons there?
No, they don't have them.
Just winding down the window. Ho.
Yeah.
And you're post van though, so you're a postie.
Yes. Yeah.
Nice.
Okay. Like, have you been going all day? I thought post was like a morning thing. Or am I wrong?
No, you're thinking milkman, aren't you?
No, I'm thinking post as well because mine comes in the morning.
Yeah, it used to.
Oh, right, sure. Okay, cool.
So all day. And then what is the deal? Like, I've seen loads of, about this last week. There was some kind of like awareness week, I think it was, because of like. Posties often been chased by pets. Does this happen a lot to you?
It actually happened to me last week. I got bit by a dog last week. A few weeks ago, I got chased out of a farm by a goose.
Goose, yeah.
Goose.
You think they're friendly as, don't
they're
you?
They're not friendly.
No, they're worse than dogs.
Wow. I would say swans. Angry swans. You don't need
No, no.
No, you can't do that. But sometimes they will injure you. They will hurt you. They will break you. Break your arm.
So when you're doing that, do you have to sort of jump fences and things like that to escape?
It'd be quite
athletic. Is it quite dramatic? Is it like Release the Hounds on ITV2?
A little bit like that.
Well, usually they're all right. I've never come across a dog that's been nasty apart from this one last week.
But you're just not having a very good time of it. It's a bit of a run of bad luck, right?
Yeah, I think it was.
Okay, I'm doing one on bangers this week, Hannah. You could change that or you could pick me. It's up to you. This is my choice. Eve. Who's that girl? Strong.
It is strong. But I think I can deliver here, Hannah.
Like an angry swan.
Like an angry swan. This is my tune. What a banger it is as well. This is Milo, Drop the Pressure. Drop the pressure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm 2-0 up at the moment. Which I find...
It gives me more stability.
But it does give you more stability.
But you can change that.
I'm about to make it 3-0 up.
Yes! Nice one! Rough Riders.
You know, Teflon, Eve. Hey, I'm Riyadh.
And I'm Alex.
We've got a brand new podcast for you.
But I'm not sure what we can actually say without getting fired.
Unexpected Fluids.
Well, what we can say is that it's quite literally the warts and all of what really happens between the sheets, in the shower, maybe in the shed.
Embarrassing stories of sex gone sideways. We're not here to judge.
It was like Niagara Falls.
Oh! I had to wipe my nose with a pair of his burgundy wipers.
One. It's available now from the BBC iPlayer radio app.
And from wherever you found this podcast.
Oh,
I've not heard that for so long. Eve, who's that girl on Radio 1, which means 3-0. If you lose tomorrow, it's only four shows now, isn't there? Four shows a week.
So what, you want trousers down?
Yeah.
For a 4-0.
That's what's going to happen. So many people listening to us in the sun today. Hello to Natalie Palmer. She says, midweek day off means listening to Mills and Stark in my parents' garden. Does mean I won't need the podcast tonight, but live is better anyway. Jack Wills, not that one, in his tractor, on his tractor there. He just sent us a photo in the sun. Ash Cox. Hello, sat in the sun in Turkey, listening to us in his jacuzzi. And Callum and girlfriend.
Jacuzzi?
Yeah, in Turkey.
Oh, feel that energy, big.
Massive energy. Callum and his girlfriend Anna, who have rented a lush Airbnb in the south of France, currently 33 degrees. They want to know what the Wi-Fi code is. It would be the person, the landlord, and try going back like a year or so.
Well, where is the place?
South of France. So it would be like Pierre 2017. Yeah. Try, if that doesn't work, try 2016, 2015. They've probably not changed it. Hope that helps.
Macaron 2017.
That's it. Just try it. Yeah, don't, but it's normally not this year. Go 1 year back at least. Radio. Hey, Amanda says, listening on the BBC iPlayer radio app for the very first time on my phone because I can't miss Ian Sterling. I love Ireland and I'm a Love Island addict. Okay, Ian Sterling is next. Also, Abby packing her room for the final time of her degree. It's very warm.
Scott Mills.
Voice of Love Island, Ian Sterling. We need to talk about last night. Oh, my gosh.
OMGs.
That was ridiculous. What an episode.
Mate, I don't know what happened. I have actually no idea what happened. They all went feral. And I don't know why.
Has someone, like, said something there? It's like, right, now, everyone, go, go, go. It's like it's all just ramped up all of a sudden.
It's just all kicked off.
It feels like they've had a sort of Gareth Southgate halftime pep talk, doesn't it?
Yes.
I want to do this thing now called Love Island Real Talk Translator, where we'll listen to the conversation that Wes had with Laura and we'll actually pick it apart and say what he really thinks.
So what do you want to do now, then? Just call it a day?
What do you mean, just call it a day? Obviously, I want to talk to...
Well, what are you saying?
So, essentially, what I'm saying is there's a particular person in the villa.
Megan?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, you're actually driving me mad. I literally could have seen this coming a mile away. OK, so you're going to crack on with Megan, is that what you're saying?
I will be talking to Megan more often, yeah.
Well, we're done, then.
That's fine. But I think...
That's fine.
Well, you just told me. You just told us we're done, so we're done.
How do you read that, Ian?
That is absolute textbook. I'm going to say things until you break up with me so I don't have to break up with you.
Yes, totally. Exactly.
That's what that is. Wait a minute. What you think we're done then? Like, how can you go, just so you know, I don't think she's going that well and I'm going to start chatting someone else up. She goes, well, we're done then. They go, what, we're done?
We're done. Contradictions are on.
It was crazy. It's the most 20-year-old thing he's done in there, because he does come across as quite mature.
Mm.
That was a 20-year-old boy out of his depth.
Yeah, I think when Wes says as well, I will be talking to Megan more often.
You're definitely going to talk to her.
Yeah.
But what does that even mean? Just, I will be talking to her more often. It sounds like an HR manager. It's insane.
This was good too.
Why did you get down and say to me, you are the one person in this villa that I see a future with?
Because you are the only person at the moment that I do see a future with in the villa. But I feel like I could be happier to crack on with someone.
You could be happier to crack on with Megan.
Of course I could. Anyone could be happy. There's 7 billion people in the world. There's someone that's better for you than me.
Oh, good.
Wow. That is it's incredible. Just throw a bit of geography.
Yeah.
I don't want to be with you. You can't just do that. That's like me going, well, there's only 300 tigers in the wild. You're probably happy with someone else.
You must see this before it goes out, obviously, and you must be like, this is absolute gold.
I never break the rules of revealing, but last night was the first time ever where on my friendship Love Island WhatsApp group, I broke the rules slightly and went, you have to watch tonight.
Did you tell them on the WhatsApp group what happened?
I couldn't, no, because I'd get sacked and this has done big guns for the old career, Scott. So
yeah, exactly. It's done well, hasn't it, for you? Ian, if you can wait there a second, I've just got a few more rumours I need to clear up about Love Island, OK?
Scott Mills.
So Ian Sterling is on with us from Love Island. You OK, Ian?
Hi, guys. I'm good, thank you.
Are you in the booth now?
I'm outside the booth. Just I'm going to try and get some sunlight. I'm staring at the door of the booth.
I would like to see a photo of that. How close, by the way, are you to the Australian one, or the villa to the Australian one?
Not particularly close, I don't think. I'm actually meeting the voice of the Australian Laval on Saturday. We both have a day off and we're friends. So me and Owen are going to go chill. But I don't think we're that close. I don't really know where they are. Right. Very hush-hush.
Oh, OK. They don't tell you?
No. No one tells me anything.
So you don't even know where the Australian one is? I thought they were, like, next door.
No, everyone thinks that. That's where a lot of these rumours come from.
Yes.
Ian, this is what I've never got, right? You do an amazing job out there, but why is it you've got to be out there to do it?
Do you know what? I ask myself this many occasions. I think it's for the ease of it, because we have to change, the show changes throughout the day, so it's much easier for a boss to just walk 5 feet to my door and say, can you re-record this line?
Right, yeah.
An elaborate link up with London or whatever.
You've done well there.
Yeah, it's good. It's good.
8 weeks is long, though, guys.
Yeah, I have feel for you. 8 weeks in Mallorca, horrendous.
I know, come on, actually, I'm coming across bad now, aren't I?
Okay, just a few rumours before we let you go back to the booth. Confirm or deny, Ian Sterling, Olivia from last year is going in.
I've no idea. She's good value. But I don't know. We never had a former Islander go in, so it would seem a big plot twist if she did.
I would love it, though.
I mean, there's a lot of sand out there for Olivia this year. A lot of good-looking boys.
One of Jack's exes is going into the villa. Confirm or deny?
I've no idea. I'm so sorry. This game's going to be
He's gone high-pitched.
Bad.
Yeah, you know, yeah. He knows, but when he goes high-pitched, he can't tell you.
I don't know. I've not even seen tonight's episode.
Okay, but you'll definitely know this one. Are they replacing you with the guy that does the one for Australia?
No!
Here he is.
Natasha's about to give him a very forward pass, and he's about to completely rock it up. Although, curiously, whilst Eden is also boatless, Aaron is still interested in being his first mate.
Now, are you funnier than him?
Yes.
Yeah.
I love him. Owen, I love you so much. He's a very funny man. He did a great job on that one.
We were reading online that you were getting replaced by him.
Where? What is this?
Not true.
I am doing this for no fee, right? I am being a nice man, and I'm getting mocked on Radio 1.
We know you're a very nice man, and look, they wouldn't replace you ever. Don't be ridiculous.
You said that like I'm getting replaced. Do you know something?
No.
Oh no, we made paranoid. We only did this one to make you a bit paranoid.
But
it's all
bad.
Fine.
No, I'm going to play the game with you. Confirm or deny, Ian Sullivan's getting replaced on Love Island.
Deny.
There was too long of a pause. There was a definite pause.
Right, listen, thank you so much for speaking to us. It's just a fascinating thing, and we really appreciate it.
Mate, thank you for having me, and enjoy tonight, because when a Scottish lady gets wronged, she does not let it lie. I know that from experience.
Scott Mills.
That is Death of Anna and Sinner. Do you know they got one of their kind of life goals ticked off their list last night?
Which was?
One of their songs got played on Love Island.
Of course.
It's happening to a lot of bands.
You're right, loads of artists as well. I saw Tom Walker, I think, was really happy about it as well.
Yeah, we talked to him about it on the chart last week. And he was like, look, it's brilliant. It's getting so much exposure, because that song's been around for like 6 months now, Leave a Light On. Whack it on Love Island, boom, top 10.
That Def Havana song is amazing.
It's really
good. Also, Def Havana have got loads of fans, I get that. But this is like, for me, it feels like a new sound.
Yeah.
And it sounds very similar to, do you remember the first time we heard 1975 do Chocolate?
Yeah, that
and
kind
it
of
was,
thing.
And yeah, I love it.
And also, they promised us yesterday that we could go on stage with them at Reading Festival and do the gospel bit at the end of that song, which I'm well up for. And they did say it on the radio, so that's going to happen. It needs to, because I don't want it to be one of those things like, yeah, you can do it, and then it doesn't happen. As you'll remember from my party that I had with gospel singers, I'm very good at the gospel. Imagine it, though, a sunny day at a Reading Festival. We come out with Death of Anna, tell everyone to put their hands in the air. I'm a sinner now!
Yeah, but we'll be, you know, very low in the mix. We'll bump up the choir.
Yeah, I don't want them to hear us.
Ooh. New balls, please.
Match point.
Sounds like Wimbledon's back.
Ace down the middle.
Centre court at Wimbledon.
It is game, set, match.
Wimbledon starts Monday across the BBC.
Oh, we're on that.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Right, but when we recorded it, I hoped that our rallying was going to be on a bit more. Because we really gave us some.
That's mad. We've been on a Wimbledon trailer.
Ooh.
New balls, please.
Match point.
I got new balls, please.
Scott Mills.
Back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.